WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. CBS News has learned the U.S. has destroyed another boat in the Caribbean as tensions heat up with Venezuela. It would be the second strike this week, the sixth in more than a month. President Trump claims the first five targeted drug traffickers. CBS's Charlie Daggett up from the Pentagon.
The commander in charge of the mission, Admiral Alvin Hosley, abruptly stepped down, a surprise move less than a year into the job. That's after President Trump told reporters he authorized CIA operations in the country, prompting concern from Democrats on Capitol Hill.
At the White House, President Trump today switches his focus from the war in Gaza to Ukraine.
President Zelensky's visit comes one day after President Trump and Russian President Putin spoke on the phone while the war continues against Ukraine. One reason Zelensky is coming to the White House is to ask for the U.S. to provide long-range missiles or Tomahawks. The president says he brought that up during his phone call with Putin.
He didn't like the idea. He really didn't like the idea.
Trump also said he will likely meet with Putin in Hungary in about 2 weeks. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
A former national security advisor from the president's first term in office, John Bolton, has been indicted. Correspondent Scott McFarlane.
The charging documents allege the former national security advisor shared more than 1,000 pages of highly sensitive information about his day-to-day activities in the White House, including classified national defense information, some of it top secret, and some of which he emailed in diary-like entries to relatives between April 2018 and September 2019.
Bolton, who morphed into a fierce Trump critic, calls the case an abuse of power. ICE is beefing up surveillance capabilities. Correspondent Michael Wallace has details on that.
In recent weeks, ICE has gone on a technology shopping spree, buying facial recognition software, an iris scanning app agents can use in the field, spyware to hack into smartphones, and software that can track a phone's movement without a warrant from a judge. The Washington Post reports ICE can use the technology to not only find undocumented immigrants, but to target what the Trump administration considers anti-ICE extremist groups like Antifa.
Cardi B is making no bones about it.
Hello, it's me.
She's too busy to breastfeed. The pregnant rapper signed on to serve as chief confidence officer at organic infant formula maker Bobby. Her goal, she says, to empower women to make their own choices.
Just like me, baby, you're not guilty. However you feed your baby, just make sure you do it with confidence.
Dow futures are down 357. S&P futures off 71. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best, the only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, better taste, better nutrition, better egg.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A shooting outside the Tyler Dormer Community Center in Racine last night left three kids injured. Police say the shooting happened just after 6 p.m. A 14-year-old was shot in the leg and is already out of the hospital. A 16-year-old was hit in the foot. Another was flown to Children's Wisconsin for more serious wounds. Police are still looking for whoever pulled the trigger, and they want anyone who saw something to call Racine Police. Lots of cash is coming in for the 1st District Representative. Congressman Brian Stile is far ahead in the money race for next year's election. His campaign pulled in more than $890,000 over the last 3 months. That's more than 60 times what his Democratic challenger Randy Bryce has raised. Stile now has $4.2 million on hand, the most of any Wisconsin member of Congress. Bryce reported just over $8,500 available. Two other Democrats, Mitchell Berman and Gage Stills, are also in the mix for the seat. A 23-year-old Racine man is facing felony charges after police say he attacked a 17-year-old girl late Tuesday night. Officers say Taiwan Lee Jones was arrested after they found the girl unconscious near 10th and Center Streets. She later told police Jones, her ex-boyfriend, had hit her and knocked her to the ground. Jones told investigators the fight started when he tried to end the relationship. He's now charged with child abuse, substantial battery, and disorderly conduct. There's a deal on some cars, and they've got cop tires, cop suspension, and cop shocks. Caledonia police are putting three decommissioned squad cars up for sale. There are two Ford Police Interceptors and a Dodge Charger. They're selling the vehicles as is through the Wisconsin Surplus online auction. To find out more or to bid on the cards, check out the Wisconsin Surplus website. Racine and Kenosha will have events going on for the second round of No Kings protests. People are gathering to show displeasure with the president. In Racine, a rally is planned for tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the corners of 31 and 20. Meanwhile, Kenosha activists will gather at Civic Center Park at 1 o'clock. And it's do or die for the Brewers tonight as they take on the Dodgers in Game 4 of the NLCS in Los Angeles. Milwaukee's down 3-0, so one more loss means their playoff run and their season comes to an end. Game 4 tonight starts at 7:30, 8 p.m. Pre-game will start at 7 right here on WRJN. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Another loss for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. In the National League Series, the Dodgers down the Brewers again, this time 3-1. And to make matters worse, Milwaukee slugger Jackson Chourio had to leave the game in the seventh inning, re-injuring his strained right hamstring. Pat Murphy with the update.
Chourio's had continual cramps in his hamstring. He feels like he's going to be okay. So I'm hopeful.
So the Brewers down now 3-0. Game 4 is tonight. Football, the Badgers and Ohio State Buckeyes kick off at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon at Camp Randall Stadium. The Packers play the Cardinals in Arizona on Sunday. NBA, the Bucks getting ready for their season opener next week.
You know, you got 5 days. Get your legs back under you. Get back into a great spot mentally, physically, and then it's time to roll. Once the season starts, first 10, 11 games, like every other day or something like that. So I think it's vital that guys get their legs up under them, get their win back and things like that.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Building Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. More clouds than sun and warm today with highs in the lower 70s. For tonight, showers becoming likely, perhaps a thunderstorm or two as well, with lows in the lower 60s. Still some showers around on Saturday. Best chance in the morning, highs right around 70. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
We took our kids to this big mesh-covered place filled with butterflies. You know? As we're walking in, this worker goes, "I'll be happy to answer all your butterfly questions today." Okay. All of them? I was thinking, could there be a less stressful job than working in a butterfly pavilion? I mean, you know, what could possibly go awry, you know? So how was work, dear? Don't even get me started. I've had it up to here with those butterflies. I had this yellow one landing lightly on flowers. And this purple one fluttering around and around. Like, I don't know what he's up to! I can't take the politics!
Goes on, the beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da. Charleston was once the rage. Goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. The grocery store, the supermarket. to war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Grandma's sitting in chairs and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss. Going faster all the time. Mom still cries, hey buddy, have you got a dime? And the beat goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Sonny and Cher, the beat goes on. 6:11, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Looking for early showers possible today, then some clouds, highs near 73, chance of showers and thunder bumpers tonight, low 60, showers Saturday and showers in the morning on Sunday, high Saturday 71, 58 on Sunday. The temperature is going to really drop by Sunday. Right now it's cloudy, 59 degrees right here at Radio Park. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here. 12 minutes after 6, coming up a little later on this morning at 7:30, Brett Hoffman's going to be here from Marcus Theaters. Got a whole slew of new movies coming out to talk about. At 8:35, we're going to talk about our high school football game of the week with Dick Graceffa. Now, the game won't be on WRJN because we have the Brewers game, but it will be on the stream. We'll tell you all about that at 8:35. At 8:50, we'll get the lowdown on what's going on in baseball with Mike Clemens. It's all straight ahead this morning right here at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. Steve Lawrence, Pretty Blue Eyes here at WRJN. Without his soulmate, Evie Gourmet. She had her own hits at that time, too. She had Blame It on the Bossa Nova. And they, of course, were a team together for years and years, Steve and Edie. It's 6:14, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. What did I do with all my paper? Oh, here they are. I was holding something in my hand. All of a sudden, it wasn't there anymore. What if I told you you can improve your relationship with someone in just 60 seconds? Would you do it? A psychologist shared a tip on how to improve your relationship, whether it be with a spouse or a friend or whatever, in just 1 minute a day. Now set aside 60 seconds to give each other your full undivided attention. No multitasking, and most of all, no looking at your cell phone. As a matter of fact, why don't you just put the cell phone in another room and shut it off? 60 seconds, that's all it takes, believe it or not. Look for early showers possible this morning, then clouds with a high near 73. Right now we've got clouds and 59 degrees at Radio Park. But we just had Pretty Blue Eyes from Steve Lawrence. Here's These Eyes. Here's the Guess Who.
These eyes cry every night for you. These arms long to hold you again. The heavens on me, yeah. I will never be free, no, my baby, no, no. You gave a promise to me, yeah. You broke it, you broke it, oh, no.
Canada, the Guess Who, These Eyes, local news, timeless, it's here at WRJN. Hey, if you're hoping to pluck a few peanut butter cups from your kid's Halloween haul, got a pretty good odds that you might find some in there because the sports betting site Action Network crunched the numbers to find the odds of each type of candy landing in your kid's Halloween bucket. There's a 67% chance, two-thirds chance, they'll get at least one Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, a 33% chance of getting a Twix, yeah, this, a 2% chance of finding a toothbrush in their Halloween bag. People giving out toothbrushes? It's 619, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Here's Pete with the beats.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Diane Keaton's cause of death has been revealed. The actress passed away at the age of 79 on October 11th at her home in Los Angeles. According to Yahoo Entertainment, the actress's family says Keaton died of pneumonia. The Annie Hall star had had two battles with skin cancer in recent years and has also dealt with an eating disorder. Her daughter Dexter and son Duke said they were grateful for the support shown for their mother's passing. There were two great movies out this year that were totally original and unbelievably well executed in Sinners and One Battle After Another. Original original movies can be done, but this is Hollywood. And according to Empire Online, there will be a new movie based on the Flintstones in space, also known as the Jetsons. Sigh. I guess the good news is Jim Carrey is being looked at for the part of George Jetson. Plenty of great filmmakers out there, but they're going back to a cartoon from 1962. Well done, Hollywood. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Morning Show brought to you every morning by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship during this year's warm-up with Marine Drive. Bring in new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter, one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue, to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you choose Hospice Alliance, you and your loved one will be at the center of a network of highly trained end-of-life professionals who live right here in Southeast Wisconsin. Their team is committed to providing the utmost comfort while ensuring the patient's dignity and well-being. If you have questions about hospice care, contact Hospice Alliance. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Fall serves up more than strikes at the Lanes on 20. Step into Angry Brothers Pub for flavor, football, and fun all season long.
Yes!
Every Sunday, bite into the classic pub burger. Juicy, stacked, and loaded with flavor. Served with a side of all the sports you can handle on the big screens. Catch the daily deals on the Lanes Facebook page. And don't forget, it's never too early to ask about the holiday party specials. Good food, cold drinks, and good times at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
It's the people of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRKN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits.
Don Rosen.
Strolled along the sand, walking hand in hand.
summer. Robin Ward, 626 Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Well, here's a trend, taking mini pumpkins to Starbucks and having the baristas fill them with the drink they order. They'll scoop out the pumpkins. They'll just drink it right out of the real pumpkins. Some workers are happy to do it. Others, not so much. Customers, not happy at all because it slows the entire process down. A slow process that got even slower.
I took my troubles down to Madam Rue. You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a pack down a pretty fourth and fine. Selling little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She said what you need.
Love Potion number 9, 628 Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Well, this is kind of chilling it away. According to a new report, the internet is now officially more robot than human. Almost half of the articles now being posted are written by AI. So now most of the stuff people read online isn't actually written by people. Also, these videos you see now, you don't know what's real and what's not. Now, you can tell on some of them, if they have the word Sora, S-O-R-A, in the upper left-hand corner, you know it's AI because that's the service they use to make the AI. But, you know, I always thought those dogs that, you know, Goldie and Frenchie, the two dogs sit in front of the microphone telling stories, laughing and joking, and I always thought that was real. Now I found out it's AI. At 6:30 at WRJN. Time to check the local news, see what's going on. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A shooting outside the Tyler Dormer Community Center in Racine last night left three kids injured. Police say the shooting happened just after 6 p.m. A 14-year-old was shot in the leg and is already out of the hospital. A 16-year-old was hit in the foot. Another was flown to Children's Wisconsin for more serious wounds. Police are still looking for whoever pulled the trigger, and they want anyone who saw something to call Racine Police. Lots of cash is coming in for the 1st District Representative. Congressman Brian Stile is far ahead in the money race for next year's election. His campaign pulled in more than $890,000 over the last 3 months. That's more than 60 times what his Democratic challenger Randy Bryce has raised. Stile now has $4.2 million on hand, the most of any Wisconsin member of Congress. Bryce reported just over $8,500 available. Two other Democrats, Mitchell Berman and Gage Stills, are also in the mix for the seat. A 23-year-old Racine man is facing felony charges after police say he attacked a 17-year-old girl late Tuesday night. Officers say Taiwan Lee Jones was arrested after they found the girl unconscious near 10th and Center Streets. She later told police Jones, her ex-boyfriend, had hit her and knocked her to the ground. Jones told investigators the fight started when he tried to end the relationship. He's now charged with child abuse, substantial battery, and disorderly conduct. There's a deal on some cars, and they've got cop tires, cop suspension, and cop shocks. Caledonia police are putting 3 decommissioned squad cars up for sale. There are 2 Ford Police Interceptors and a Dodge Charger. They're selling the vehicles as is through the Wisconsin Surplus online auction. To find out more or to bid on the cards, check out the Wisconsin Surplus website. Racine and Kenosha will have events going on for the second round of No Kings protests. People are gathering to show displeasure with the president. In Racine, a rally is planned for tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the corners of 31 and 20. Meanwhile, Kenosha activists will gather at Civic Center Park at 1 o'clock. And it's do or die for the Brewers tonight as they take on the Dodgers in Game 4 of the NLCS in Los Angeles. Milwaukee's down 3-0, so one more loss means their playoff run and their season comes to an end. Game 4 tonight starts at 7:30, 8 p.m. Pre-game will start at 7 right here on WRJN. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The U.S. is still in a bit of a tight spot when it comes to soybeans, with no buys coming from China and a large supply coming from the harvest. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and there is a lot of work being done to try to find some new markets. The United Soybean Board Director, Nancy Kavazanjian, is here to share a bit about how they're trying to get more soybeans into Africa.
In Africa, more than 70% of the farmers are women, so it is important to have other women farmers there to talk farmer to farmer. Nigeria is the largest country in Africa. It also is a major aquaculture market. It's a country that needs more protein to feed their markets and feed their people. So if we can show them how to do a better job of raising their fish more efficiently using soy, it's a win-win both for us because we're developing markets for soy and they're developing markets to feed their people.
Nancy Kavazanjian, the United Soybean Board Director. And as someone that likes both soybeans and fish, it just sounds like a great partnership that hopefully we can move forward on. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at some agriculture news right after this.
Get ready, Wisconsin. 10 days packed with discovery, fun, and excitement are coming your way. It's the Wisconsin Science Festival, October 16th through the 26th. With over 200 unique events in more than 50 counties, you'll find something for everyone, kids, families, and lifelong learners. This year's theme, rock and roll. Dive into the music, motion, and geology with interactive events. Don't miss the fun. Visit wiscifest.org to find events near you.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's take a look at some agriculture news. With spooky season here, the Farm Wisconsin Discovery Center will be extending their Halloween festivities to 2 days. The first day will be Saturday, October 25th, and the Second day will be Friday, October 31st. When you're there, there's so much to do with treats, costumes, animals, corn maze, and lots of Wisconsin products. If you like this news and want more of it, make sure to download our brand new Midwest Farm Report app on your app store. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Vormans. More clouds than sun and warm today with highs in the lower 70s. For tonight, showers becoming likely, perhaps a thunderstorm or two as well, with lows in the lower 60s. Still some showers around on Saturday. Best chance in the morning, highs right around 70. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
I've been watching these cooking shows. Woo-hoo! Trying to learn how to cook. Haven't learned anything yet. Well, anyone would like to cook if everything was already in pre-measured glass bowls. It's a very easy recipe. You just pick this up and you dump this in the pot. I'm gonna get my crew out here to stir this while I drink wine. I wanna see a realistic cooking show. When we come back, I'm going to spend 20 minutes rummaging through all my drawers trying to find my measuring spoon. And tune in tomorrow when, after 45 minutes of preparation, I realize I don't have any eggs. And on the cooking shows, there's always a finished one in the oven. Check this out. Isn't that beautiful? Yeah, wish it happened in my house. Can't find anything. I got flour all over my face. There's one in here. We can eat right now. Some cook fairies barged in and prepared one.
Boys, Bobby Hart. I wonder what she's doing tonight. Bobby Hart just passed away recently. They wrote a lot of the Monkees tunes too, Boys and Heart. But yeah, Bobby Hart, we're losing them a lot. Yesterday, Ace Frehley, one of the founding members of the band Kiss, passed away at age 74. His family said it happened on October 16th in Morristown, New Jersey. He had a recent fall at his house, and he passed away at the age of 74 years old. Ace Frehley, I think he's the first member of the band Kiss to pass away. Well, it's happening a lot. Diane Keaton, we lost the other day. I don't know if it's the older I get, the more I notice it. But even in my high school, we have a memorial page for my high school. It just seems like every week somebody else's name is on there, as long as it's not mine. But, somebody else's name. It's not always my class, but it's my class sometimes and before my, classes around me. But, yeah, it's getting kind of sad. All these big rock and rollers passing away. 641, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Here's three big ones, Abraham, Martin, and John. Here's Dion. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN.
Anybody here?
Dion, who was, runaround Sue, Donna the Prima Donna, teenager in love. And he came out with Abraham, Martin, and John, one of his best tunes. It's 6:45, don't panic. 6:45, 15 minutes in front of 7 o'clock at WRJN. Looking for some early morning showers, then cloudy today with a high near 73. Chance of showers and thunderstorms, low 60 tonight. Showers tomorrow with a high near 71. Showers and thunderstorms in the morning Sunday. And a high near 58 right now, 59 and cloudy right here, right now at Radio Park. All right, you got to follow closely on this one, all right? Actor Michael Keaton's real name is Michael Douglas. Now, we picked Keaton as a stage name because there was already an actor named Michael Douglas in the Screen Actors Guild. He can't have two of them. And he liked the way Diane Keaton's name sounded. So he picked Michael Keaton. Now, Diane Keaton was a stage name for her as well. Her real name is Diane Hall. Keaton was using her mother's maiden name also. Diane Keaton's nickname is Annie. Remember, her real name is Hall, which is why Woody Allen named his movie Annie Hall. Did you follow all that? It was kind of all over the place, but I thought it was interesting how Michael Keaton, Diane Keaton, and the movie Annie Hall all kind of pulled together there. 646, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Looky what's here.
Today's big deal of the day. Clear vision doesn't have to break the bank thanks to Warren Eye Care in Racine. No insurance? No problem. Dr. Warren makes eye care simple with state-of-the-art technology and efficient exams. Glasses and contacts in about 30 minutes or less. And today only, you'll see some big savings. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and grab a $30 gift certificate for just $9. See better? Spend less. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
Take back your freedom today with Easy Mobility Solutions, featuring Golden and Pride power scooters and power chairs designed to keep you moving. Southeast Wisconsin's trusted mobility provider will match you with the perfect ride. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Live life on your terms. Stop into Easy Mobility Solutions today and take a test drive. When you mention this ad, you'll save $100 on any scooter, power chair, or power lift recliner. Easy Mobility Solutions, across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Oh,
Temptations, My Girl, local news, timeless hits, WRJN 651. Looking for early morning showers, then cloudy the rest of the day. Right now it's cloudy and 59 degrees here at Radio Park. So this family in Kansas recently went to get some food at their favorite taco spot, but their credit card machine was down, so they didn't have any cash. They figured, oh, well. Then a random stranger came up and handed them $100. They offered to pay him back, but he refused. He said dinner was on him. And a reporter tracked the guy down, said he grew up poor, just paying it forward for the people who helped him out when he needed help. And how's this for karma? The taco place loved it so much they gave him a voucher that gets him free tacos for the rest of the year. I guess it pays to be generous and nice, huh? You never know when it's going to pay off. I'm sure the guy wasn't looking for it, but nice that it happened, huh? You've got a friend. Here's James.
When you're down and trouble, and you need a helping hand, and nothing, oh, nothing is going right, close your eyes and think to me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yeah, baby, to see you again. Spring, summer, or fall, now all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking upon your door. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh, yes, I will see you again. Winter, spring, summer, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know that you've got a friend? People can be so cold. They'll hurt you and desert you. Well, they'll take your soul if you let them. Oh, yeah, but don't you let them. Just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Oh, babe, don't you know about winter, spring, summer, or fall? Hey, now all you've got to do is call. Yes, I will. No. You've got a friend. You've got a friend, yeah. Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Ain't it
good to know you've got a friend. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sweet Baby James Taylor, You've Got a Friend. 656 Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. So animal rescuers in California shared security camera images capturing the moment when a foster kitten spiced up her human family's dinner with a special ingredient, a dead mouse. Now, as we all know, you should never show up to anyone's house for dinner empty-handed, and apparently the cat knew it. So enjoy the dead mouse, huh?
But you for me, never ever be, just couldn't be anyone else but you. If I could take my pick of all the girls I have ever known, then I'd come and pick you out to be my very own. There'll never be anyone else but you. Just couldn't be anyone else but you. A heart that's true and longs for you is all I have to give. All my love belongs to you as long as I may live. There'll never be anyone else but you for me. Never ever be. Just couldn't be anyone else but you. I never will forget the way you kissed me. And when we're not together, I wonder if you miss me. Cause I hope and pray the day will come when you belong to me. Then I'm gonna prove to you how true my love can be. There'll never be just couldn't be anyone else but you.
That's Ricky Nelson. Never be anyone else but you. Local News, Timeless Hits here at WRJN. It's a Friday morning. Coming up in the next hour at 7:35, we're going to talk movies with Brett Hoffman and Marcus Theaters. At 8:35 this morning, we're going to find out about the high school football game of the week. Conference play starts. Now, the game won't be on WRJN because of the Brewers game, but we're going to talk about how to hear the streaming of the game, because Dick Rousseff is still going to be there calling the play-by-play. And then at 8:50, we'll talk to Mike Clemens and find out what is going on. The Brewers down 3-0. We'll see if they could possibly make it 4 in a row. We'll find out with Mike Clemens this morning as well. Right now, it's 7 o'clock on the noggin. Let's check our morning news.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump is shifting his focus from the ceasefire in Gaza to the war in Ukraine today. He'll meet with President Zelensky at the White House after suggesting he may not sell Ukraine U.S.-made missiles after all. Russia expert Beth Noble.
Presidents Trump and Zelensky spoke earlier this week about the U.S. possibly supplying Ukraine with something called Tomahawk missiles. Those have a much longer range than anything provided to the Ukrainian military so far by the U.S. or its allies. Now, these Tomahawks could potentially be used to hit targets deep inside Russia. And so the Kremlin's already said that doing this would be seen as an escalation of the war.
Kremlin says many questions need resolving before President Trump and Vladimir Putin go through with a planned summit in Budapest. CBS News has learned the U.S. has taken out the sixth boat off the coast of Venezuela in more than a month that the administration claims was carrying drugs. Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal, among Democrats,